For all his hip Brooklyn looks and up-to-the-minute repertoire, violinist Tim Fain is not averse to traditional repertoire. Now, the Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns reports on a classical musician who doesn't embrace the future by turning the page on the past.
Could it be that there's a fine line between J.S. Bach and Philip Glass, at least in Glass's Partita, played here by Tim Fain? If anybody is likely to discover such a relationship and successfully project it to an audience, it's Fain, who looks for threads binding the cutting edge and the distant past. The common denominator is
that there's something really for the violin to do in this music, that there's some sense of lyricism or passion or melody that really fits in with the music that I not only grew up loving as a kid, you know, the classics, but also that expresses something new about the time that we live in. Many of these composers are not only drawing from styles that have existed for eons in some cases, but are also making something new.
A child of the digital age, Fain could well be a prototype for the musician of the future. He grew up in Santa Monica radio surfing, just from station to station, switching genres radically, thinking nothing of it. His father loved Shostakovich. His mother played cello in the kitchen after putting him to bed at night. At age 13, he discovered the notoriously eclectic William Bolcom, who connects low and high art as well as past and present.
That was, in a way, the beginning for me of a fascination with music by living composers and how I could integrate that into the music that I'd already grown to love as a kid.
Now, Fain plays on movie scores such as Black Swan, and unlike older violinists such as Joshua Bell, feels no need to defend it. He performs with dancers as if it were the most natural thing in the world, and he toured with a program titled Portals that made extensive use of video. So, is this yet another indication that musical categories and genres are a thing of the past? Let's hope not. We need those categories as a point of reference. And without musical boundaries, think of how much less fun it would be to listen to musicians such as Tim Fain crossing them.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.